I'd like to welcome you here this morning. Probably not quite as summery as it has been, but we're all looking forward to a bit of rain today. As far as I'd like to welcome the visitors too, and it's good to see you here. There's a few more still coming in the door, but I'd just like to open the service this morning with a reading from Ecclesiastes 3, 8, verses 11 to verse 14. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from the beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and to do good while they live. That everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all his toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that men will reveal him. And this is the end of the year, the last day, and we're looking forward to 2018 tomorrow. And I guess a lot of other people will be having celebrations tonight, and family will be meeting. But we're good to end the year with a service in Napdale, probably one of our oldest churches in the district. We'll start this service this morning with a song, Blow Through the Valleys. Before you, Lord, in awe of your might and splendour, We worship you this morning as we meet together. We look back over the past year and see your love for each one of us here today. We know that you care for each one of us and have a plan for us. We pray for your wisdom and knowledge as we enter a new year. Give us wisdom to understand your ways in the year ahead. We thank you for family and friends over the Christmas break and pray for a strengthening of the family unit in New Zealand and worldwide. We pray for our leaders over the holiday break. Give them a time of rest and reflection and prepare them for the coming year with godly knowledge and wisdom to rule over our country. We pray for those that are not well or are being cared for in hospitals and homes around New Zealand. Give them hope and health and healthy bodies to both their bodies and soul. We remember too the missionaries we support. We remember the Barr family in France. We pray for them as they settle there to learn a new language and give them patience and perseverance as they prepare to go to Africa and Burkina Faso. We remember the Youngs as they return to Malawi and pray for safe travels for them and a positive start for the new year. We also pray for the safety of the Johnson family in Burkina Faso as they have family visiting and give them opportunities to share the gospel with the people in the village around them. We remember too those that have lost loved ones over the past year. Be near to them and comfort and encourage them as they pick up the pieces and move on. We pray that their families will be comforted and blessed in the coming year. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Notices. We thank you for the support for the Christmas Eve service, and I think it went quite well. There was quite a few there, and there was probably, it was a different service, but it was probably sort of catered for different brackets in our congregation very well. Officially, this was meant to be Mum's last Sunday, and I think she was meant to go to St Andrews next year. That's what she says, but she'll be back, and she doesn't want to fuss. So, if you see her, say farewell, but I'm not sure she'll take it very well.
We might ignore that sometime.
During the other note, next week's service will be at Waikaka at 10 o'clock. Any other notices? If not, we'll communion next week in Waikato. Yes. We'll take up our offering at this stage. Nicholson family must have had a few in their family.
We sure did.
Name of the
war. Yeah, let the Jamie and Tommy, Ezra, and Emily. That one probably.
Any others? I'm going to call it maybe. Oh, but a lot we have, but a lot of them. Probably just enough. We'll just pray for them. Lord, we just pray and thank you for the many birthdays of the Nicholson family. We just pray that you be with those of the happy birthdays, and we do thank you for that. We pray you bless them and watch over them in the coming year. Help them to walk in your ways and to know you. We just pray you bless that family in Jesus' name. Amen. Very economical knowledge.